last night. And in my underlit apartment, you let me paint you by the flame. I've painted you 100 times, but still can't sign my name. Starry blurs, will you remember me? When all your friends are photographers, will you remember me? The scene is set to see your face on every silver screen.
That was Local Swan by the Zolas. Yes, Cue It Up, she'll be coming on shortly. All right, so by the way, I'm just going to be saving my show pretty soon. Maybe that one. Okay, I guess John has some stuff planned, so I'll be signing off. This was episode 170. Hopefully you enjoyed it and didn't quite get a full hour because something was stuck at the beginning, but hopefully it was enjoyable. And for sure this will do. I'll just be putting it on auto DJ for now. And I'm turning it right off here. Thank you.
Never catch me fucking with some foul weather, huh? I didn't claim to be the greatest, or rather remain composed. Really feeling like the vital shit. The Empress too. It's about true to step over you, but mostly cause it's hidden in the middle of my room. Goes all about that quarter life makeover, French tips, saving up to be a landholder. Waits in her abeyance, she checked because she late it. She got it in her head that it's a business if we faded. Like I'm asking for a center in my own crew. Like it's easy trailblazing while I trouble trying to break through. Like I got a second for your quiz. Betting up your mouth and off as you appearing in my lyrics. So I thought I was above it. Take this as a victory, you're coming in hell to animosity. No fool, well I begrudged it. Could've dissed it for the whole verse, but I saved it for the hood. Cause the shade you're asking for so deep, it's worth a second look. How bad do you wanna be? Hit it fast at the social scene. Serving beaters personality.
So, typical protocol dictates that now it's 3:04 p.m. designate the name of my show, announce that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver campus, an unceded Coast Salish traditional Musqueam land. But this is jamming song, so you know what, we're gonna keep this on. We're gonna come back, and today it's gonna be a very laid back show. There's a lot of energy here on campus right now. It's the second day of the year, the new year. People are back. The building is bustling in a way it has not been before. So energies need to be rerouted. you can't fight fire with fire, you know? You have to meet hardness with softness, vice versa. All of these things. To each chord finds its opposite, balance, and disruption. Anyhow, cue it up. 101.9 FM. You listen to the song, then we'll be right back.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Accordion Noir is the annual celebration of underground accordion culture, bringing together artists from around the globe for 4 days of squeezebox-themed concerts, dance parties, and community events and cabaret. A longtime East Vancouver favorite this year is Noir Potion No. 9, showcasing the best in alt accordion, including cabaret, circus, folk roots, indie, punk, and klezmer. This year's festival highlights the accordion's deep cultural roots and features acts from Texas, Nunavut, Colombia, China, France, alongside local favorites like Jeff Burner, Jack Garten and the Demon Squadron, and many more. Blending the cutting edge with the fiercely danceable, Noir Potion No. 9 is a 4-day dose of love tonic guaranteed to cure accordion haters.
Hello. How does it have felt to have voiced that particular ad? What was going through your mind? What surge of inspiration were you struck with?
I would actually just like to clarify that was not my angelic voice.
I'm
that
crying right now. I'm
voiced
crying
it.
Tears.
No,
can
I'm
you
very
verify
sorry.
That?
No, John, you are not crying.
Yes, I am. Look at me.
I'm so sorry. This is all for effect.
Cue it up.
This is all for effect.
I'm on a 1.9 of my blood.
Let's not cue it up.
How are you feeling about today, New Year? How are you responding to the waves of the world today?
My body is rejecting first week.
Okay.
Having trouble eating this week.
Okay.
Which I find to be an interesting response.
Well,
to
you know,
first week.
But. You know, your best diet. It's true. Is a nutritionally packed, it's dense, but it's as minimal as possible, actually, is the case.
That's true. I did eat 4 Oreos for breakfast this morning, so that might not be...
Not exactly what we mean, but nonetheless, it's important, you know? You gotta make sure you're low on calories, but high on nutrition. Yeah, that's what you need.
So Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers and all these diets, counting calories... All this stuff in the about
it's
portion
true.
Sizes being bigger than ever before, and people got to put it on their
We're here
plate
to destroy common
really
notions
work,
here today.
People will just eat more frequently if they eat smaller
cue
portions.
Cue it up. We're here to respond
but in any case,
to a myriad of stories and tales and troops and fictions. And in many ways, we're responding to tomorrow, actually, and as a matter of fact, which is the final episode of Destroy Vancouver, the final edition of Destroy Vancouver. And I spoke to this briefly last week, and in many ways, as I said earlier, given the sort of hectic nature of first week, Hala, you can attest to this being a busy time of year. Can you not?
I can.
You have a new aesthetic. How is this? Is this a mechanism for reaction against the new year?
You know, and I'm just trying it out. It's gotten a lot of backlash, actually. More backlash than I had anticipated.
People are afraid of what they don't understand.
And I also, if I want to continue this aesthetic, I'd have to get a whole new wardrobe.
Do you see that? That's my heart. You're hearing my heartbeat right now.
being on Cue It Up is like being on the Eric Andre Show sometimes.
I'm shaking my whole monitor right now. Like, this is just going, it's like a gelatin bowl, just like going crazy.
This is the Eric Andre Show.
Anyhow,
without the
so
extreme.
Are you my Hannibal Buress? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Anyhow, yeah, so Destroy Vancouver, a series from John Brennan and Elisa Ferrari, hosted in part by Vivo Media Arts Center at the Vivo Media Arts Center, is coming to a close with, I believe, the 17th edition tomorrow. This is at Vivo Media Arts Center on 18th. Caslow Street. Sorry, the 18th edition. Sorry, please, Hala. You're a sponsor. Hala is actually, she's a guest on my show quite frequently, but she's also the sponsorship coordinator. So she has a lot of knowledge about the various events that we partake in, that we engage with, that we partner with. And I think Destroy Vancouver has been a good partner over the last few years.
An extremely great partner, actually. Our sponsorships with them are always very successful, and it's great to be a part of something that's so long-standing and so instrumental to a very specific scene, and something that is constantly changing, actually. So it's an institution, but rather it has a strong, it's always evolving.
Absolutely. And, you know, Destroy Vancouver 18 is going out with, and for those, we've been quite vague, actually. Destroy Vancouver is a multiple times a year sort of concert series of improvised experimental music, a major theme of which is the ability for audiences and artists to interact and to move more freely throughout a space, but also for there to be a platform to bring experimental artists from around the world, such as with this event, Katarina Ernst, Christina Kubic, Adriana Lopez.
Minimal Violence?
Yes, but that's a local artist. So
sorry, I wasn't.
What I was saying is we're having okay. So Destroy Vancouver, not like Minimal Violence, because they are a local act, but they are fantastic, and it's about bringing international artists together with local artists, again, in the spirit of improvisation. So there's mixing going on, there's new creative possibilities, excellent stuff goes down, and sometimes controversial stuff, which I may speak on later, but you know, because it is that improvised oftenly interpretive, there's room for mixed messaging and like a lot of like interesting things to go on. And in fact, Christina Kubic, which we're about to listen to, with a long track, The Cat's Dream, absolutely lovely analog synthetic stuff going on there. Christina Kubic is a world-renowned artist and will be hosting as a part of the closing of this Destroy Vancouver 18th, a series of artist talks based on her electrical walks. And these walks basically allow the users to put on these specially modified headphones, which pick up electronic frequency from around the environment they are within and converts these frequencies into noise, into a kind of a music. And so depending on where you are walking and where your head is placed, the frequencies will change, and it's very open and generative. It's very improvised. It's, you know, it's very much in the spirit of open and improvisation and using what is available at hand to make music and to make art. So that's going to be very interesting, and that's part of this closing of Destroy Vancouver as well.
I found that to be extremely riveting.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to this skit. It's my favorite skit from the Eric Andre Show. It's called Morpheus Buress. We're just going to put this on, and then we're going to go immediately to Christina Kubic on Cue It Up, 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish traditional Musqueam land.
Ladies and gentlemen, my final guest of the evening is Hannibal Buress?
Morpheus, Dorpheus, Orpheus, go eat some walruses, orifices, porridges. Morpheus, Morpheus, go get to the buffet and walruses. Corpidus, corpses, Worcestershire sauce. Go into your orifices. Red pill, blue pill, Morpheus, walruses. Seashells by the seashore, Orpheus. Morpheus drinking a 40 in a death basket.
Thank you.
getting a real polyphony of moods, textures, room by room. Sonic unraveling. This is Christina Kubischitz, The Cat's Dream from Night Flights in 1987. And again, Christine Kubisch, one of the headliners for the final edition of Destroy Vancouver tomorrow evening at Vivo Media Arts Center. We're going to hear one more track from Christine Kubisch after this, based on one of her electrical walks, which will be hosted as a series, artist talk series from Christina Kubisch. And then afterwards, we're going to go away with some messages. We're going to come back with some Destroy Vancouver-oriented programming. Artists who have either played Destroy Vancouver or will be playing the final Destroy Vancouver tomorrow. No. Through there. I don't know. Come by. Say you listen to my show. You don't like my show, but you say you listen to my show. I'll give you like some kind of pop or something like that. It'll be a nice transactional thing. And yeah. We're going to listen to Security after this, taken from Christina Kubisch's Five Electrical Walks. Learn more about the electrical walks. Look up Destroy Vancouver. Look up Christina Kubisch. Artist Talk. Vivo. V-I-V-O. Vivo. To learn more. Be back in a bit. This is Queued Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, unceded, Coast Salish, Musqueam land. This is Christina Kubisch's Security. For those of you who are not tuned in, Christina Kubisch hosts electrical walks around the world using specially modified headphones to pick up radio magnetic frequency and convert it into sound, often with some kind of a musical affect, or at least a frequency and regularity that lends it an idea of a beat. These, I believe, the songs on Five Electrical Walks
derived respectively from five distinct geographical locations. Remixed to some extent, of course, but this is Security. Christina Kubic will be playing tomorrow at Vivo Media Arts Center as part of the final edition of Destroy Vancouver at Vivo Arts Media Center. I'm saying things over and over, aren't I? Better turn this old microphone down and get back to it.
Gail Davidson visits Vancouver for a free public lecture on Canada and the UN Convention this Friday, September 9th at the SFU Harbour Centre, room 1800. Canada was one of the first states to ratify the 1987 UN Convention Against Torture. Ms. Davidson will explain the convention, its importance to international law, and Canada's role in the development of global sanctions against torture. She will then examine Canada's failure since 2001 to comply with the convention by a variety of means. A review of proposed law reform and actions by civil society in Canada will be followed by a discussion. This Friday, September 9th, at the SFU Harbour Centre. Admission is free.
What's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so...
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Jeez, I don't know what to tell you.
Chindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least three songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
There is no total liberty afforded even here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. Vancouver, UBC, an unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. You are listening now to Hazy, the album XO Virgo Ox, song Land of My Dreams. Hazy will be playing tomorrow. Again, at Destroy Vancouver, the final one. This is the last one. What are you, like, you can't get this back? There's no turning back the clock. What all this music is about, more or less anyway, my own personal regret. Land of My Dreams. Anyhow, Hazy, local artist, Casey Way, who is the founder of Arch Rock, happens once a month on a Tuesday at the Astoria, collection of the popular esoteric. And, you know, despite Destroy Vancouver has become somewhat of an institution in the city, reputable for bringing in fantastic experimental acts, really carrying the torch in a sense for experimental Vancouver musicians, but there are more events. Big Joy, Tidal Signal, which recently debuted at Selectors. Of course, John Brennan and Alyssa Ferrari will likely return to do more kinds of festivals for experimental music in the future. Of course, as I mentioned, Art Rock, which happens once a month, and I believe is having its anniversary edition this month at the Astoria. So keep an eye out for that, because that is very cool. Listen to the remainder of Land of My Dreams, and then right after this, we're going to listen to some Arma Agharta, who was at the edition of Destroy Vancouver last year, held at SFU Woodwards, as Vivo Media Arts Center was undergoing renovation. And after that, we're going to slide directly into Adriana Lopez, who will be closing off the evening tomorrow with a massive techno set, and Minimal Violence, which will be opening for that set, local artist Minimal Violence. And if we have time, we're going to listen to The Passenger, who has played on CITR before live and at Destroy Vancouver as well. Yeah, let's get into it. I'm
Clouds from Marmite Garta. We'll be right back on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show. Featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mère Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR, and also thanks to the sponsors Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served. What a lovely fall afternoon. The perfect day to go to a record convention.
What?
I said, the perfect day to go to a record convention.
What?
Record convention!
Record convention?
Record convention!
When?
Saturday, October the 1st.
Where?
The Croatian Cultural Center.
What time?
Record convention.
I said, what time?
11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
How much?
$3.
Cool, I'll see you there.
Get up.
Take her slow, let the fire.
astute listeners will know, this is not a mixing show. I'm just using the typical boards in front of me. But time dictates again. Gotta get through this. We gotta just get real choppy, move through it, make it happen. This is Last Trip Around the Sun from The Passenger, local techno artist. For that, we heard Minimal Violence. Before that, we heard Adriana Lopez. Again, both artists will be performing tomorrow at Destroy Vancouver, the final edition. The Passenger, I just like this. But The Passenger has played Destroy Vancouver before in the past. It's a fun song. Gonna keep it going, keep listening to it. Enjoy ourselves. Really, just what is the fault of entertainment? Can we not just have fun? Hala, what do you think? Can we just have fun?
No.
Cue it up every 3 to 4 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. Fortunately, I don't think Asian Wave will be in today, but we're going to hear a rerun of that excellent show. Always tune in for Asian Wave. Stay tuned to hear the newest in contemporary Chinese and Korean pop music. What makes it tick? What's worth listening to? What's worth the skip? Five, we're going to have a special episode of The Arts Report about the Fringe Festival. Stay tuned for that. The song is Last Trip Around the Sun. Next week, tune in to a special episode to queue it up. We're going to have a lot more special episodes as time goes on. It's going to be about the accursed mountains. What are mountains? How can we overcome? Can we climb a mountain, or are we the ones being clawed upon to the trotting? These questions and more, we will meet head first next week. And queue it up. The accursed mountains. If you have strong feelings towards large rock structures, skylines, inclines in nature or human-made, please avoid next week's show. There'll be a lot of material, which will be challenging and likely quite provocative. You listen to a podcast, maybe you have an edited version of that. Remove all mention of height disparities. Anything teetering or towering will be taken out so that it will be safer for your listening consumption. Next week on Cue It Up, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in Vancouver, UBC, unceded traditional Coast Salish land of the Hunkaminum speaking Musqueam people. This is John. It, me, John, hashtag. Hala, who are you again?
My name's HP, and I've been a guest on Cue It Up this week.
Wait, hold on. You know what I forgot to do? We got to put in, a great track. Last Trip Around Sun.
I was really enjoying that
Yeah,
track.
No, it's really good. It's off Parker Street, which is The Passenger's new EP. I was going to play Mongolian throat hip-hop today. Hold on. You know what? No. Let's play it next week. You'll just have to...
John, that was such a tease.
Tune in next week to queue it up for the full... The raw heat. The real deal.
The what, sorry?
The raw heat.
The what?
The raw heat. Queue it up. It's all better than I did.